Welcome back to the Global Tehillah and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day. On Yom Sheni, the third day of the month of Iyar, the 18th day of the Omer in Israel, where it is already Yom Shlishi, the fourth day of the month of Iyar. I want to dedicate today's call for a immediate refuah shalema, quick, easy, painless, for Yitzchak ben Devorah, refuah shalema for Yitzchak ben Devorah. We continue to hold Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave chayalim and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will, the Nomar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Dov Foxbrunner of Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia, as well as my dear colleague here at the OU, where Rabbi Foxbrunner serves as the Director of Community Development, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Foxbrunner's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, including with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. It will be followed by the Mishaberach, our incredible Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach Lecholim, during which Rabbi Foxbrunner will pause for about 30 seconds, give each of us here on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. Sign up for the daily reminder email. Please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Foxbrunner.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. It is always a pleasure to join this call, as well as to join with you in all of our work on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And I take unique privilege at this moment to be here with all of you who have stopped your busy days. Take a few moments to recite Tehillim together. And I wanted to share a thought with you that is connected to tefillah, connected to prayer, and one that is well-positioned for where we are right now. We are in the period of Sfiras HaOmer. We're in between Pesach and Shavuos, and we're counting as we go forward day by day. And this is a call that happens day by day. And as we count each day and remember the power of each day, I'm also encouraged to remember the power of this particular call. The topic that I'd like to mention before we dive in together is specifically about the power of tefillah, the power of prayer. And we are, as I mentioned, between Pesach and Shavuos, that we are drawing upon the power of Pesach as we go forward. Each and every day, as we march forward, we're drawing upon the previous moment and station, the gas prices may be high. But the previous spiritual gas station where we filled up our tank was Pesach. And those are messages and themes that keep powering us forward. I'll give you one example. I came across recently a statement made by the Sefer Rokeach. The Rokeach was an early Rishon, an early commentary, a part of our Masorah. And he gave us a idea about our daily tefillah, about the power of our daily tefillah that's linked back to Pesach. The bracha, the hope that we have each and every day is for the geula, is for the coming redemption. That refers both to the geula, the national geula. This is a national and international call, but also reflects the need for personal redemption. Each and every day we have things that we need. We have our own personal salvation that we're davening for. And the bracha, one of the central brachas, one of the central blessings of the Shemoneh Esrei, is the bracha of Goel Yisrael. We ask Hashem for geula, for redemption. There are many commentaries that note that this is actually a prayer for a personal redemption. And the Sefer Rokeach says that there are 17, if you count the words, at least in Nusach Ashkenaz, if you count the words of that bracha, there are 17 words in that bracha. And the reason there are 17 words, says the Rokeach, the reason there are 17 words is because it is a reference, it's kind of like a hyperlink to another verse that has 17 words. And that verse is actually one of the central verses of the Haggadah, going back to the power, the gas station of Chag Pesach. And that's the pasuk of Anitzak El Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. We cried out to Hashem, the God of our fathers, Yishma Hashem Eskoleinu, and Hashem heard our prayers. We cried out to Him, and He heard our prayers. The Ramban says that although it had come time, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Chishev Es Haketz, He measured the time, it was time for us to be redeemed, but that's not the reason for our redemption. Our redemption actually came about through prayer, through crying out to Hashem, through davening to Hashem for that salvation. That is what granted us our salvation. And therefore, one of the central verses that we recite on the Leil Seder is this. We cried out to Hashem, and He heard our prayers. That's where the movement changes. The rapidity of the drushas, of the presentation, of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim picks up right there. That is the focal point. And we reference and we hyperlink and we connect back to that power each and every day as we have our personal prayers, our personal tefillos, as the Rokeach tells us. That's what's reflected in the bracha of Goel Yisrael. It's a hyperlink back to that central theme, that idea of prayer, prayer bringing upon our salvation. And we count each and every word of tefillah. There's 17 words of that blessing. Those are 17 points of power that bring us towards the Geula Shleima, Yitzhak Hashem, and the Geula, the redemption in each of our lives. Thinking back to Chag HaPesach, I was inspired by one amazing story that I will tell here, and then we will segue into our daily words of prayer. This is a story told to me by my daughter. It's always inspiring when you get inspired by your own children. My oldest daughter is in Israel, and she encountered a wonderful Pesach Seder. So again, we're tapping back into the power of Pesach. And it is a story that I'm told is a famous story, but I only heard about it through her, and she heard about it from a special Pesach Seder that she had at a Rosh Hashiva in Israel. And he recounted the story told by Shimshon Pinkas. Shimshon Pinkas, an incredible mashpi, an incredible, powerful spiritual force, and he taught us a lot about prayer. And he used to tell the following story. The story is told of a ICU, of a an emergency room ICU that was in desperate need of a doctor to cover an upcoming night shift. They managed to locate a doctor who was still doing his residency. He was fairly inexperienced, but he had the necessary qualifications. It was an unusually full night. The young doctor was nervous about taking responsibility of all these critically ill patients. And the hospital administrator said, "It's okay. You have the skills necessary. It'll be great training ground. And know that if there is some degree of crisis, which is overwhelming, pick up the emergency line. One of the doctors of the other departments will come and assist you at that moment." So the night began, was fairly quiet. The patient's vital signs were stable. And then at one point, things started to fall apart. There was a patient that needed extra assistance. The doctor ran over, began to help that patient. While he was busy with that, another patient's alarm began to ring. Doctor stabilized the first patient, ran to the second, and three others needed emergency attention at the same time. This was the moment that the doctor had feared. He ran from patient to patient, sweating, was running. He was doing everything he possibly could, tapping into his training, tapping into his strength, doing a valiant, incredible job. And the night went well. However, unfortunately, there was one patient that didn't make it. And the doctor felt terrible, obviously. Later, there was a review by the hospital, and the hospital reviewed the events of the evening, and there was a degree of blame that was laid at the feet of this young doctor, unfortunately. And he couldn't understand, and he spoke to the administrator, and he said, "I made the most incredible heroic efforts. I ran from patient to patient. I called upon my training and my strengths. I did everything I possibly could." And the judge says, "Yes, you were right. You did. You did everything you possibly could. But there was one bit of instruction that you received, that you failed. You were instructed to pick up the phone and make a call when you needed help. You were told that when the situation was overwhelming, don't rely upon just your own training and your own strength, but pick up the phone and make a call. Had you made that call, chances are that this patient would have survived because you had help right next door. That was the powerful message. It was a sad story, but one that contains a powerful and happy message for us. We rely upon our strengths and upon our acumen and our skills and our training to go about life. And that's a good thing, and Hashem gives us that strength. But Hashem also tells us that when we need it, v'nitzak el Hashem elokei avoseinu, pick up the phone and make a call. And when you make that call, v'yishma Hashem et koleinu, as we recited on the Seder night, Hashem will heed our call and will come to our rescue. So this is a phone call. We are all picking up the call right now. I'm holding the phone in my hand. So are you. We're picking up the call. We are making the call, the right call that we're supposed to make. May it be Hashem's will that He should hear our calls, hear our tefillos, hear our joint tehillim, v'yishma Hashem es koleini, and He should hear and answer our prayers. And with that beautiful message, drawing on the strength of Pesach and the daily tefillos and this daily call, we will come together now and recite tehillim. We'll start with Tehillim Perek Chaf. L'mnatzeach mizmor le'David, Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohi Yaakov. Yishlach ezecha mikodesh u'mitziyo misadeka, Yizkor kol minchosecha, V'olotzecha yidash nesela, Yitein lecha chilbavecha, V'chol atzatzecha yinale, Eranna b'yishua secha, U'vishem Eloheinu nidgol, Yinmalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, Atoy yadati ki Hoshia Adonai mishicho, Ya'anehu mishmei katro, B'gvuras yeisha yimino, Eilu v'rechev, ve'eilu v'asusim, v'anachnu v'shem, Adonai Eloheinu nazgir, Heima karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamenu v'nis odol, Adonai Hoshia, ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yam kareinu. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shela malo, v'sainai ere alim, me'ayin yavo ezri, ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'oret, al yitei lamot raglecho, al yonum shumrecho, hine lo yonum, Lo yishon shomei Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeitcha v'echa, me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillim, Koflamed 130. Shir hamalos, mima makim krasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Vikoli Tienos Necha Kashuvas the Kotachanunoi. Im Avonos Tishmor Yo, Adonai Mi Amod, Ki Imcha Hasulicha, Aman Tivorei, Kivise Adonai Kivisa Nafshi, Vilid Voro Hocholti, Nafshi Ladonoi Mi Shomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Im Adonai Hachesed, Vaharbe Imo Fadus, Vuhu Yifte Es Yisrael, Mikol Avonosov. Now we'll recite the Mishnah Berach for the Israeli Defense Forces, and they'll be followed by the Mishnah Berach for Cholim. Mishnah Berach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Hu Yivarech Ez Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Atzeinu V'Arei Eloheinu Migvul Havonon V'Ad Mibar Mitzrayim U'Min Hayam Hagadol Ad Avor Ha'Ava B'Chol Makom Shehen Be'Yabasha Ba'Avir U'Vayom Yitain Adonai es oizeinu hakomim aleinu nigafim lefnehen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmo v'yasil es chayleinu mikol tzor v'tzuko mikol negol machala. Yishlach brocha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadehem. Yad ber soneim tachtehem v'yateh mechesed Yishua v'yateres nitzachon v'yukuim behem ha'kosov ki Adonai Eloheichem ha'oleich imachem li'lochem lachem imoizechem l'shiyaschem v'namar amein. Mishadeach for Cholim, please insert the name of the person or people you're davening for at the pause. Mishaber Havaseno Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron Davro Shlomo U'Yavarech Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimoleh Rachamim Aleihem U'Hachlimam U'Lerafam U'Lechazkam U'Lechayosam Yishlach Lehem Meira U'Fuah Shlema Min HaShemayim L'Chol Evereihem V'Chol Gideihem B'Soch Shor Chol Yisrael U'Fuah Senefesh U'Fuah Haguf Hasha Bagalo V'Zman Kari V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Boxbrenner. It's great to have you back on the program. Looking forward in the year to having you on again in the near future. I also want to thank our dear colleague as well, Rebecca Levy, for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.